Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, March 15th, 2013. Let's get into movies and stuff because we got a lot to talk about. And I'm running behind, so when am I ever on time? The movies last week, Oz the Great and Powerful, was number one with $79.1 million, not bad for March. It was followed by Jack the Giant Slayer, $9.8 million, Identity Thief, $6.3 million, Dead Man Down at $5.3 million, and tied for Microphone Falling Down, and fifth place, Snitch and 21 and Over each got $5.1 million. New this week, you can see the incredible Burt Wonderstone, The Call, Spring Breakers, Upside Down, and other movies in limited release. In the news, Lucasfilm canceled some more projects this week, sort of. Star Wars Detours was a comedy cartoon announced by Lucasfilm at Star Wars Celebration 6, and it would have featured what was basically the Robot Chicken guys doing an original CG animated Star Wars humor program. It was postponed indefinitely. I don't know if that's code for canceled. It frequently is. Why does my microphone keep falling? Also, The Clone Wars has been sort of ended. There are unfinished and finished unaired episodes, and they said they're going to release them as some sort of bonus content. I'm assuming that might mean, you know, DVD or Blu-ray, but they didn't say. Another new Star Wars television series is said to be in the works, but no details are available. I don't know if it was in development before or after Disney took over. It looks like they're doing a pretty good job cleaning house. I heard a similar story about LucasArts regarding Star Wars video game development. A lot of things are on hold indefinitely. Jurassic Park 4 now has a director, Colin Trevorrow, or Trevorrow. He did Safety Not Guaranteed last year. I didn't see it, but I heard it was pretty good. Kind of want to see it. Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis of Horrible Bosses are going to be in a buddy cop movie called One Night on the Hudson. In a recent interview with the Times of India, Steven Spielberg said he's hoping for the Tintin sequel to come out in 2015. For those of you who missed the first one, it's worth a look. A Veronica Mars movie showed up on Kickstarter and already met its funding goal of $2 million in about a day, and it got greenlit as of this morning. Expendables 3 is in the works. Sylvester Stallone has mentioned he's interested in having Jackie Chan on board. American Idol scored a 3.0 rating last night, which is its all-time lowest, but good enough to rank number 2 for the night behind Two and a Half Men and Big Bang Theory. It still beat out Community, The Office, and Parks and Recreation, all of which I still enjoy watching, or do watch, anyway. On sale! Pop Vinyl is on sale. Buy three, get a fourth free. We added dozens of new items. There are hundreds of Pop Vinyl figures that are in stock now and coming soon. All of them are on sale. Buy any three, get a fourth free. Buy six, you get seven and eight free, and so on and so forth. I highly recommend you go do this, because there's stuff for the entire year up right now, including Adam West, Batman, V for Vendetta, Star Wars, lots of new Star Wars. There's a Wicket Pop Vinyl, an R2-D2 Pop Vinyl, other stuff. Some pictures are up, some are so new there's not even a picture yet. So you want to check those out. Go to entertainmentearth.com right now and click on the big banner and you can get yours. Alrighty, what's new this week? Maisto has Sons of Anarchy motorcycles, and we have those up for pre-order right now. They're due in a couple of months. Orders for the set of three are welcome. They're 1/18 scale die-cast metal collectibles. Lego Star Wars were shown at Toy Fair. A lot of new things were shown, including some existing sets that are being updated this year. So if you're in the market for a Lego Republic gunship, ATTE, or Jabba sail barge, I recommend not buying it on eBay because they're making new ones. The new sail barge has a Slave Leia and a Max Rebo, so I'm already pretty excited. Mostly because of the Max Rebo, to be honest with you, because I like Max Rebo. Slave Leia has been done. The metal, it's over. It's played with. It's played out. What are we going to do now? Also, there's a new advent calendar. The special Christmas figure this year is Santa Jango Fett. I don't understand either. We put up some new pre-orders this week of hundreds of items. I'm just going to call out the DC Comics Bombshells Wonder Woman statue, which is a 1940s, 50s inspired pinup. It's not quite at all steampunk, but that's the word I want to use. But when you see it, you'll know that's not right. It's probably more out of the school of a overdesigned Betty Page era, if that makes sense. So it's not as simple and elegant as the actual things were, but it's designed in such a way that recalls that era, if that makes sense. Anyway, go look up, just type in DC Comics Bombshells, and you'll get the Supergirl picture too, because we put her up as well. And that's all I got for this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. I got the Toy of the Week right here to talk about, and some video game stuff, so download our other episodes. Tell a friend if you enjoy it. Check us out on Google Plus, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, somewhere else. I don't know where else we are this week, but we'll be there. And I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.